Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
How do you make a radio ad for an 8K TV that conveys the feeling of 33 million pixels with over a billion shades of color hitting your eyeballs? This is the best we can do. Samsung Neo QLED 8K. Unreasonably good.
Your plans? Today it's dinner with the parents at your spot.
We gotta come back here.
Now, their spot. Or you're on the edge of your seat at the game.
Come on, just one time!
And it's the one. Or maybe you're catching the next flight to...
Now boarding flight 1850.
Oh, that's you. The choice is yours. And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola, the CEO and president of Western Capital International, and he's in the studio live right now. You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Today is April 27th, 2022, and we received a letter from Jefferson Capital Systems. They're showing an address on 16 McLeland, McLeand Road, St. Cloud, Minnesota. And they close at 4 o'clock, and it's 12:20 here in Las Vegas on the
the 27th of April. We're going to give them a call and take a look at what these guys have in store to talk to us. Notice, ask you, if you haven't heard these calls before, you can simply just go to Robert Pizzella and go to SoundCloud, and you'll be able to definitely see how we handle these. So we'll start off really mellow, and then we're going to escalate. You'll see how that works. We're 100%. We never have lost so far.
1-800-288-2793. You for calling Jefferson Capital Systems, LLC. This is an attempt to collect a debt. Information obtained will be used for that purpose. Please enter your 10-digit JCS reference number, our file number, or 9-digit social security number. Press pound when you're done. The number you entered was 2-8-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- $929.02. Your account may be accessed online at www.myjcap.com. To make a payment, press 1. For questions on credit bureau reporting for your Jefferson Capital Systems LLC, to make a payment using a debit card, please press 1. To make a payment by speaking to a representative, press 2. For our payment, your call is very important to us. There are 2 callers ahead of you. Your expected hold time is approximately 4 minutes. This call is on a recorded line. You are now being transferred to a representative.
Okay, remember, guys, it's on a recorded line.
This call is on a recorded line. My name is Amy with Jefferson Capital Systems. Can I get your JCS reference number or your Social Security number to pull up an account?
Jamie, you can. I don't have the letter in front of me, but I made a note and I called you guys a little bit ago. I'm Rob Paisola, P-A-I-S-O-L-A.
Okay, and then just for verification, just the last 4 of your social?
9179.
Okay, and this is an attempt to collect the debt. Any information obtained will be used for that purpose. And what's a good address for you?
You have the correct address because I got your letter.
The Tropicana Avenue is a good one?
That sure is.
Okay. And then a good phone number for you?
Same number. Everything's the same.
The one ending in 1356?
That'll be fine.
All right. And then I am seeing a Verizon Wireless account with about the 900.
Your name is Jamie, is that correct?
My name is Amy.
Oh, Amy. Okay, gotcha, Amy. Okay. All right.
So I'm seeing the Verizon Wireless account with a balance of $929.02. How can I help you?
Okay. What is this?
This is for a Verizon Wireless account that opened originally July 15th, 2016.
Ah, okay.
And was placed with Jefferson Capital August 12th, 2021. I do have a disconnected cell phone number of 702-219-3624.
You won't be able to call in. They're all locked down through our servers. But you won't be able to call in. That's why I'm calling you.
The number for the Verizon Wireless that the account was using, like the disconnected service with Verizon Wireless, that phone number ending in the 3624.
Oh, I have no idea. What was the number again?
702-219-3624.
Okay. So, looks like we have a problem. I guess it looks as though a payment wasn't credited or something, or something happened to it. Can you check into that?
What do you mean, a payment? Did you pay Jefferson Capital?
Oh, no. This is the third or fourth placement on this account, and I'm just concerned. So, yeah, there's a payment issue, obviously.
Okay, and what do you mean by a payment issue? Did you pay the account already?
No. This was a fraud account. And that's what I'm kind of concerned of. What's your name again, one more time?
My name is Amy.
And what's your last name, Amy?
My agent ID is 420.
420, okay.
I don't feel comfortable giving you my last name.
Oh, okay. I gave you all my information, I think, but that's okay. Not a problem. So what I'm thinking, Amy, is we need to go into the account. Did you guys buy this account, or are you clicking on contingency for Verizon?
Jefferson Capital purchased this account in 2021.
Okay. So hang on a second. I got a notice, and you guys purchased this in 20. So hang on one second.
Okay.
Yeah, this was already in court.
Did you just say that you have an attorney? Is that what you said?
Well, I didn't say that at all. I'm just telling
you. Okay. I heard the word court,
questioning. This is something that's already been dealt with, and I just want to make sure that this message I got is not going to be a problem, and that you can take care of it. So if you just kind of give me a second, I'll pull up the memo that I got. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to accounts. And okay, LVNV. Okay, there's Jefferson Capital Systems. Okay, let me tell you what I'm showing. I'm showing that you reported on April 23rd, 2022, and you actually reported on my credit report. Is that correct?
Yes, your account is currently being reported to the credit bureaus.
Okay, that's the problem. So, and it shows that this account was opened on August 27th, 2021. Is that correct?
So Jefferson Capital is required to report when we acquire the account, we acquired the account August 12th, 2021.
Okay, and when do you show that this account was supposedly open with your client, Verizon? Because that's...
It was originally opened with them July 15th, 2016.
Okay, so it would be July... What is it, July 15th?
Correct.
2016. Okay. All right. So what it's showing is that you're coming up as an open account, not showing as a collection agency responsible in a place for, that it's place for collection. It doesn't show that you're a debt buyer on this account. And it was bought from 12 Verizon Wireless. That was out of that. It was the 12 Verizon Wireless portfolio. You know what? I think I probably, just to make things easy, I probably ought to speak to... Let me see. Hang on a second. Let me get his name. Make it easy, because you're doing the right thing right now. So let's talk to Dave Burton. Let me talk to Dave real quick, because...
Is not connected to the phone line.
Okay. David, your CEO, is that correct?
If you would like, you can send in your concern in writing if you're requesting to speak to that person specifically.
I'll do you a favor. Tell him that Robert Paizola is on the phone, and have him Google my name, okay? It's very, very important that you don't hang up on me, please. No matter what, you don't hang up, okay? I'm trying to work with you, and this is very, very, very serious. And I'm trying to be as accommodating and as nice as possible. You're saying he doesn't even take phone calls. And is Dave Mitchell there?
That person's not connected to the phones either.
Okay, how about Matt?
If you're requesting people.
Yeah, how about Matt? He's your senior vice president, general counsel. He's your attorney. He would probably be the one to want to talk to me. Or even Mark would be fine too. I mean, just somebody who has authority, because what I'm going to tell you, you're just a line collector, okay? And this is not fair to put all this on you if you don't, you know, you're just, you know, looking at a screen. You don't have all the data, or your manager's listening, and that's fine. But we need to speak to somebody who can understand what we're doing. So that's why I mentioned Dave, Dave Burton, Dave Mitchell, Matt, any of these guys. And if you don't have that, then let's just go up to the level you can, which would be your team leader, your supervisor. That would probably be the best thing. And they can wijack into the call if you want. But I need to speak to that, to somebody. Very, 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 very important. Actually, you know, if Sue's there under compliance, this is a real serious compliance issue. So I don't know. I assume that she doesn't take calls either. Sue Erdenberger, she's not on this call. Doesn't do anything.
I don't believe he's connected to the phone line either, but I can get you transferred to my manager if you would like.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Give me just one moment. I just have to put you just on a brief hold and notate your account.
That'll be fine. Thank you.
You're welcome. Please hold.
It's 4/27/2022. Time is 12:31. That was the nice... This was a federal lawsuit. So this is something that took place out of the District Court in Northern District of California. And this collector, obviously, you heard the responses. And that's for Dave Burton. If, you know, I just don't understand why if Dave Burton's the president, he's the one that got nailed. I did ask her to Google my name.
Please hold.
Didn't. So, I've given them every possible way to deal with this. But now I'm a victim, okay? Jefferson Capital Systems reported an account that was opened on August 27th, 2021. That alone. That alone is enough to
please hold.
That it's being reported incorrectly. So it's a matter of litigation, and this will probably at least $100,000. I feel bad for these collectors because they get nothing but the accounts come in, and I'll explain to you guys. The accounts come in under a DVD-ROM from the vendor. And they just keep churning the accounts. Good afternoon.
Robert, are you still there?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Robert Paisola.
All right, I'm going to get you transferred over to my supervisor
okay,
now. Just one moment.
What is your supervisor's name, ma'am?
Her name is going to be Jenny.
Jenny what?
I don't know if she's comfortable with me giving out her last name. You can ask her that
when she's speaking
to you.
All right. Go ahead.
Please hold.
Jefferson Capital Systems, this is Jenny. You are on a recorded line. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, good afternoon, Jenny. Jenny, this is Robert Paisola calling you. I was speaking to one of your associates, and I'm calling regarding an issue. I asked to speak to David Burton, and they said he doesn't take calls. I then asked for Dave Mitchell. He's not there. I asked to speak to your general counsel. They weren't there. Mark Zellman, anybody that has authority there. And then they said that you're a team lead. I'm looking at your building right now on a satellite map, and I'm concerned because I guess I need to know what kind of authority level you have, because I'm going to explain something to you that is pretty serious, and it's completely goes against the FDCPA, the FCRA officially. And Jenny, my problem is, I guess I can. Do you have the ability to help me if I explain it all to you, or do you need to have counsel or somebody else speak with me? Because this is a very, it's a,
I can certainly do my best to try to help you.
Okay. Let me tell you,
you know, 99% of the time we're able to help out our consumers. I can certainly go ahead and attempt to do that. If not, I can give you our address if you want.
Right. No, I have you. We've already geopositioned your building. I have your address. You guys are in a warehouse, for God's sake.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the situation. I'm going to be very, very clear. Okay. Jefferson Capital, according to your representative, has purchased tertiary paper. It's already been through four collection agencies, and this is part of a federal lawsuit that was involved where Verizon was litigated against, okay? And that was handled out of the U.S. District Court of Northern District of California, okay? This was required to be removed along with thousands and thousands of other people, and they didn't do that. What they did, and this is, we've talked to Verizon before, what Verizon did, and you're recording this, right? So you can play this for your CEO?
Yep.
Okay, good. So
all of our lines are recorded.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Good. Excellent. That's the way we want it. All right. And I asked her to Google my name, you know, just so you get an idea of who you're talking to, okay? I think that the problem we have is that Jefferson purchased for pennies on the dollar. They bought these accounts, but they're their accounts that are disputed, that have already been adjudicated in court. They're just completely, you know, they're accounts that you can't collect on, okay? You can't send letters out, you can't do anything, you can't, because there's already been a dispute. And so what Verizon's done, okay, and their litigation team, they have been just basically churning this paper, so they'll get a result, and a debtor will say, I need verification of the data. You guys don't have that, obviously, because you don't have the collateral to back it up. Because they don't sell they don't give you the collateral. All they do is give you a name and address. Maybe I'll ask you, what information did Verizon give you on this account? Let me just ask you that direct question.
Yeah, let's see what I have here.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And we do have an open date, and we have a credit report. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Were you previously provided that?
No. I'm looking. I'm live right now on the bureau. I'm the CEO of Western Capital, so I almost know what you guys got, but I want you to tell me what did the agency that you bought this from, which would be the 12 Verizon Wireless portfolio, is the name of the portfolio. And I want to know what they gave you, okay?
Yeah, I could give you that information.
Okay.
So we're showing an open date on the original Verizon account, July 15th of 2016.
Okay.
And we show a charge-off date of June 20th of 2019. We were provided with the phone number tied to this account.
Uh-huh.
So that phone number is 702-219-3624.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some statements.
What about what's your DLA on that, the date of last activity?
The first date of delinquency I have February 5th of 2019.
Okay. Now, do you show any would that be the last date that you not? I don't want to say delinquent, but what would be the last DLA? Is the date of last activity the date the debtor had paid the account? Or had done something to initiate any type of transaction on the account, not the day it's charged off, okay? But it was probably going to.
Yeah, I don't necessarily have that date available in front of me at the moment.
Okay.
But that date of first delinquency, that is what determines long it stays on the credit bureau report.
No, actually, you know, this is in total respect, Jenny. Okay, total respect, Jenny. That's not true. Okay, this is where it gets difficult. The minute that you reported this to my credit report, I am damaged. Okay, because what you did is you put an open date of August 27th, 21. Even if you talk to the people at the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or you talk to the people at the bureaus themselves, or if you talk to the people, obviously the people that you bought the account from, okay, because you're not collecting on behalf of them, although it says on the account that you're a collection agency, okay. And the problem we have is what you've done is you've reset the timeline to an 8-month timeline of when the account became opened, okay? That doesn't mean that your database gets to go into a debt master system or someplace and go in and completely change all of the date that it's received by the client when you bought it out of the portfolio and put that portfolio date. It has to be the last date of the last, it's the last payment made. So that's the first question I have for you, okay? And I want to ask you, that's very important. Otherwise, every one of these accounts that you guys bought for Verizon are completely invalid. Okay? So if you're not a litigator, and again, Jenny, please understand, if you do not understand what I'm saying, please pass this call off to a call manager or to somebody who has something to lose, okay? Because you obviously know where I'm going with this. This is something that's very, very, very serious, and the damages are absolutely incredible, okay? Because it has been adjudicated by the Fifth Circuit. And that's what I'm asking you. See, what they're doing is they're putting these accounts in your queue, having you guys call or having you guys send letters,
okay, when these have already been cease and desist. Now, some consumers not only cease and desist, but actually have recorded conversations with transcripts with other collection companies and recorded transcripts, recordings and transcripts with the original creditor, where it was said it was okay. And then they went ahead and did this. Do you see a problem with that, Jenny?
Okay. So
I need you to affirmatively answer. Jenny, please just affirmatively answer that yes, you understand what I said. Please, I'm so sorry. Do you understand what I said? You don't have to agree.
Do I understand what you're trying to say? Yes.
Okay.
So, am I agreeing with everything you're trying to say? No.
Well, then you're Okay, go ahead. That's fine. So you say you have some ability at that company, okay? Right now, you're reporting a 12 Verizon Wireless portfolio account on my account, and it's inaccurate. That needs to be removed within the next 24 hours. You need to file a bullseye report and get it off my account. Now, I'm not out to save the whales, Jenny. Let me be very, very clear. I'm not here to save the world for everybody else, because the depth and latitude of this problem is much, much greater than me. However, I want it closed. You can't even return it. You probably have to get your $30 back you paid for it. Get that back, and then, you know, close, delete, return, and do not contact. Because this is what's gone on, and it's actually got court cases associated with that. You see. So we're not talking, I'm not just talking out of, you know, a theoretical, this is what could happen, okay? I'm talking about what is happening, and that I'm one of the victims in this Verizon portfolio sale. And Jefferson Capital should have been notified by you're a tertiary, third. Yeah, we've gone through three agencies. You're the fourth, okay? So all of that, there's the only question that could be asked is, how is it possible to go through all these agencies, but then your client considers to return, to sell it again and again and again and again? Do you see what I'm saying? That's just not, you can't do that. That's against the law. And consumers are being violated by that. You see, Jenny, that's the problem. And just as you're recording this.
So I don't know anything about what happened with this account prior to us purchasing
it.
Right,
I understand.
So you had asked earlier what other information we had, and
yes.
I did have some media on here. If you are requesting us to cease communication on the account, I mean, I can certainly go ahead and note your request for no further contact.
Okay.
I know nothing about prior litigation or suits or anything else that you're talking
are
about.
Are you able?
If you wanted
are you
to
able
send
to,
that information
are,
in to us?
Okay, I don't need to do that because I'm going to ask you one question. Do you have the authority to remove this from the credit bureau and get this deleted, not paid, not anything, just deleted? You're talking to, obviously, you know that you're not just talking to a debtor, okay? This is you're talking to an awful lot of people right now. But I'm going to ask you, do you have the authority? And will you remove this from this credit report that just came in, last reported on April 23rd, 2022, which would be 5 days ago?
Based off of this.
I'm sorry? Because if you say yes, then I'm going to be like, okay, that takes it. I understand you guys got taken advantage of. I get that. I don't want to pull Jefferson Capital into my world. But if you say no, that's where things start getting difficult, and that's when you should definitely type in Robert Paisola SoundCloud and see exactly, you know, how we handle things, how we handle debt collectors like this. See, it's not just about me, my friend. It's about the thousands and thousands of other people in the 12 Verizon Wireless portfolio that they sold.
Okay, am I allowed to respond now, Robert?
Yes, you're actually yeah, absolutely. Please feel free to say whatever you want. I'll just stand down. Go ahead.
Okay, I keep trying, and you keep interrupting me. So based off of the stated dispute, your request for no further contact, that will, at least cease communications on this account. It will send a deletion to the credit bureau report. Certainly, I don't know if what you're telling me is correct or not as far as the portfolio. I wasn't part of that purchase. That's not handled by anyone in my department. If you want to send information regards to that, you have every right to go ahead and send that to the address.
Okay, so your answer is... yes, you will delete it from the credit report, and yes, you'll cease communication. So I'll suggest this for you to help you out. Contact Matt Pfaff, or Foll, whatever his name is, okay, and ask him and play him this call, okay? And he'll probably save a couple $1 million if you do that, okay? Again, everything I've said to you is clear. And Matt, if you're listening, my friend, please understand, you cannot be a fourth account holder and have accounts that don't have data behind them, and they don't tell you, and all they do is give you mere data. You cannot put something, and I'm talking to Matt right now. Matt, you cannot put something on a credit bureau report where you're putting on date of last activity, which is back in 2016, okay? And you're showing August 27th, 21. Matt, you have to understand, you're going to get sued for this. Not by me, because you have been saved by Jenny today, okay? Otherwise, we would litigate against you no sooner than Monday. Okay? That's what would happen, Matt. Now you multiply that towards the fact of what we do, and if you've done your research on who I am, you understand that all these calls go worldwide. There's over 100,000 people that listen to every single one of these calls. And you cannot damage people's credit report and hold people hostage, because now you're getting into the issue of suing TransUnion. You're getting into the issue of direct violations of the FDCPA and a wanton disregard for a consumer. So let's pretend, Matt, that I'm an 80-year-old lady and I get this and I'm like, oh wow, what is this? What do I do? I don't know the law. It's called the least sophisticated consumer, Matt. Okay, so the least sophisticated consumer does not know how to deal with you. Fortunately for me, I do know how to deal with you, okay? Because we do this every single day. We litigate. We're in federal court. And whenever I see my name on something, then I see an open date of August 27th, 2021, that can't be taken back. Matt, if I were to go buy a house right now, today, for let's say just a small amount, $2 million, okay? This affects me by 25 points. That would affect that would be direct damages that would cost you guys, I don't know what, $250,000 because of the interest rate calculation differentiation. And Matt, that's what we deal with. We prove damages because of what your people do. You can't just dump this stuff into a database and put your collectors in the line of fire with people like me, Matt. You can't do that. Because when you do that, you're going to get sued, along with every other collector. And God knows why, Matt, if you guys are who you say you are, why in the heck did I just have to pull a map up and show a warehouse for where you're at? Bro, you have got to be more, you've got to be clearer with the debtors you're dealing with. You're not going to be able to, all I have to do is replay this call for Verizon, and you guys will never be able to deal with Verizon again. Every one of your clients will go away. So that's my commentary to Matt. I listened to Jenny, and Jenny, I just want to confirm one more time. Effective immediately, 12:53 p.m. in Los Angeles on 4/27/2022, you are going to do the following. Number one, put a cease and desist on the account. Number two, you're going to send to the credit bureau a complete and full deletion request, and that'll be done today or the next 24 hours. Is that correct?
Where the account's going to be updated to a cease and desist status, and yes, we are going to be requesting the credit bureaus to delete our trade line. However, that can take some time for it to be completed on their end and it to be submitted. But yes, that
Jenny,
is going to be done.
Yeah, you've been very helpful, and I appreciate it. I just, guys, we went after portfolio recovery. I mean, you guys are probably seeing it right now. Okay. We got $6 million because they did the same thing. $6 million. The collection business has changed, my friends. I'm a debt collection trainer. This is what I do for a living. I keep you out of jail. Now they're starting to charge you guys CFPB. Let me tell you this, my friend, and I know you're listening. You don't have to listen to this, Jenny. Do you know that as of April 1st, if a consumer, and this is for your CEO, Dave Burton, if you type in CFPB space sexual abuse space credit reporting, do you realize that any person who has been a victim of credit or been a victim of sexual abuse or has been trafficked in any way, you must remove? And if you dig into that, then you're into HIPAA violations. I'm telling you that because that's the stuff we tell our clients. So please, and all you have to do is just type in CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Do understand, you're putting your collectors in the line of fire, and collectors are being named as individuals, even if they're using pen names, because they annotate the voices and they put them on voice modulators. That's what's happening, my friend. So, to your entire team who's listening, to your entire team who owns your company, I do not want to talk to you again. I look forward to having this immediately removed. I don't understand how you're ever going to get out of this whenever you guys have done what you've done, because you're hurting people very, very bad. 16 McLean Road, St. Cloud, Minnesota, 56303. All right. I appreciate your time, Jenny. Thank you for confirming this. And I don't know if you guys want to pull everybody into a conference room and have them listen to this, but this is what happens whenever you just start sending out letters to people, you know, that can really this could tank your company. Millions and millions of dollars in damages. And the Fifth Circuit's already dealt with this exact issue. So your attorney and notice.
I've noted your comments.
Okay. All right. And of course we're gonna translate it and stick it up also, because you know this is important. I mean nobody should pay out of that portfolio. Nobody. Okay? Nobody. Not one person should ever give you a dime out of that portfolio. If they do, then we will actually take their case. So, you know, I will wait 48 hours. Send me a copy also. One thing I do want you to do is I want you to send me a copy of the deletion request. If you want to email it, you can send it. You can email that to me to Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at mycollector, mycollector.org. You can email me that.
Okay.
Deletion.
So I don't have the ability to send out emails of information like that. And I actually, because of the cease and desist request, I don't even have the ability to send you out a letter stating it will be deleted.
Well, why don't you have Dave do it? Because I'm giving you permission, and the law is just have Dave Burton send me a letter. Okay. I don't think when Dave gets done listening to this, and your legal department and your entire management team listens to this, I don't think there'll be anybody that'll have a problem sending me out a letter. I'm giving you permission to send me a letter to the address that you have. I want that. Okay? I need that. Okay?
You want me to send you the letter stating it was deleted?
It was deleted from any and all credit bureaus.
That's what you're advising.
Any and all credit bureaus. That is correct. And
okay.
Cease and desist. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Jenny. We appreciate you. Thank you. All right. All right, team. This is Robert Pizzola with Western Capital. The date is 4/27/2022. The time is 12:58 p.m. This is a success. Boy, we could hammer these people. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and run this live just simply because you guys deserve to know what's going on. The company we're dealing with today, just because we're having this transcribed, is called Jefferson Capital. And if you ever get a letter from Jefferson Capital, you need to contact our office, 1-800-373-8913. If anything on your credit bureau shows up from Jefferson Capital, you need to contact us. And our compliance team will assist you. This is Robert Pizzola, and I am the CEO and President of Western Capital. This conversation is the sole property of Western Capital International and cannot be reproduced, re-recorded, or replicated without the express written permission of Western Capital International and or its assigns and or its legal team.
Have a good day, my friends. The time is 4:20. The day is 4/27/2022 at 12:59. End of call.
You've been listening to the world famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast. Been listening to the world famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Paisola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.